Hey there, my friend. This is John Maxwell, and what a joy it is for me to read you my latest book, High Road Leadership, Bringing People Together in a World that Divides, by John C. Maxwell. This book is dedicated to Mo Anderson, farm girl, teacher, CEO, Oklahoma Hall of Fame member, and real estate legend. You have been a beacon of light in a world of business. Every decision that you have made is filtered through your high standards. Every person you lead is treated with dignity and respect. Every victory that you achieve is always a win-win. Mo, your standards are high, and your integrity is even higher. You have always brought people together in a world that divides. I'm so glad to call you my friend. Chapter 1. Bring People Together. For more than 50 years, I have committed my life to helping people lead better. At the age of 25, I came to the conclusion that everything rises and falls on leadership. That realization motivated me to give my life to studying and teaching leadership. In fact, today I'm even more convinced of the crucial importance of leadership than at any other time in my life. But the state of leadership today makes me incredibly sad as a leader. Leadership can be a blessing or a curse. It can help people rise to a better life, or it can cause people to fall into despair. I have personally witnessed both outcomes. My organizations are dedicated to achieving the former goal. Maxwell Leadership has trained and certified 50,000 coaches in 72 countries of the world. In the past, my nonprofit organizations trained more than 5 million leaders around the world, and today, they are working with leaders in 6 nations to promote transformation in their countries. So, whether I'm interacting with business leaders, volunteers, or government leaders, when I finish working with them, I ask them these questions. How are your people? Are they better or worse off as a result of your leadership? In other words, are the people rising or falling because you're their leader? What's sad is that we are living in a world where disagreement reigns, and instead of conditions getting better for people because of good leadership, people are becoming disillusioned and bitter because of bad leadership. In the United States, many people pick a side and turn against everybody they see as being on the other side. In our culture, there is a chasm between us and them. On our side are the people who think, act, look, vote, eat, live, speak, and work like us. And on the other side is everyone else. People spend their time fighting about many issues we shouldn't be fighting over. Even when someone wins, it's a bad win because it's not a win for most of the people. So why are things going downhill? What makes the difference between good and bad leaders? What causes the rise or fall of leadership that impacts people? Skills and values. Leadership rises when leaders possess good leadership skills and good values. It falls when leaders' skills or values are poor. It may be obvious that leaders who lack good skills are incapable of helping people. What's less obvious is the impact on people when leaders don't possess good values. If the values and skills are both lacking, leaders drag the people down with them. If their skills are good and their values are bad, they manipulate people for their own benefit. As a leader, whenever you move people for your own advantage, it creates a win-lose situation, which is always wrong. You see, good skills and good values allow leaders to raise up their people. Poor skills and good values become about leaders who can't help their people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?